The College Experience, Oklahoma State Cowboy at Oklahoma Sooner preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes, woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience, Oklahoma State at Oklahoma preview, better known as Bedlam. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we're picking perhaps the Big 12 football game of the season. No, not the Red River Shootout this year. Perhaps. Still a lot of football to be played. Texas still alive. Oklahoma still alive, which makes this game absolutely vital to the college football landscape. And when you look at this thing, I'm in a pretty good spot, just because I have a future ticket for Oklahoma State to win the Big 12. So I'm looking okay there, I think. If they win this game, that Texas game really hurt me. That horrible, horrible roughing the punter that prolonged Texas's drive, which actually took the game into overtime. But I still think it's decent. It was like an $800 pay, plus 800 or plus something close to that. But yeah. And then Oklahoma obviously started out with their struggles, had players suspended, had injuries, opt outs, transfers, all this stuff. And they started to figure it out. I think they've looked really sharp of late. And they're still alive here. Now they need Iowa State to beat Kansas State this weekend, or perhaps K-State lose to Texas at, I think, the season finale. But K-State holds that tiebreaker on them. So right now it's OK State and Iowa State. If the season ended today, that would be the Big 12 championship, which was actually a game I went to earlier this year in Stillwater. So this is a huge game. Absolutely huge game. It's a classic rivalry that Oklahoma's owned recently. But it is a classic rivalry. How many great running backs have been a part of this rivalry, from Barry Sanders to Thurman Thomas and Tatum Bell and Billy Sims and Adrian Peterson. Just so many great running backs had been a part of this game. Probably forgetting who was Marcus Dupree. How about that one? A lot of good running backs been a part of this game. So, and this game will have another one that's already played in one, but breaking down this lineup, the Oklahoma, by the way, with the 25th best defense right now in the country. A lot of people don't realize that. I feel like Alex Grinch coming over from Wazoo in Ohio State, doing a good job. Despite what people think of Oklahoma, they think, oh, well, they missed some tackles in that K-State game, which they did. But let's not forget that, that the Oklahoma offense kind of started laying duds in that game too. But when you break down this Oklahoma team, Spencer Rattler is really starting to up his game a notch. This guy's exciting. 141 of 202, 2018 yards, 67.8 yard completion, or 67.8 completion percentage, 9.7 yards a pass, 18 touchdowns, 6 picks. He's starting to really early in the year. He's making some turnovers. I think he's kind of fixed that of late. In the run game, I would say TJ Pledger is the guy who's really emerged 81 rushes, 393 yards, 5 yards a rush, 5 scores as well. Him, Seth McGowan, 57 for 297, 5 yards a rush and 3 scores. And then even Stevenson, 24 rushes for 191 and 5 scores, 8 yards a rush there too. I mean, even Marcus Major getting some carries. Run game's been improving. It's been better, I think, as the season's prolonged. Wideout wise, as you well know, I'm sure if you've watched any college football over the past couple of years, they got some players in the wideout position, led by Marvin Mims, Theo Weiss, and Charleston Rambo. Marvin Mims, 25 for 418, 7 scores. Theo Weiss, Weiss, 26 for 361, and Charleston Rambo, 19 for 263 and 2 scores. Those guys all getting in there. And then Drake Stoops, son of Bob Stoops, 9 for 152 and 2 scores. Even Theo Howard getting in there, 11 for 146. They spread the ball around all over. At tight end, Austin Stogner, huge, one of the best in the nation, 25 for 410 yards, 3 scores. Him, Jeremiah Hall, Mickey Henderson, Mikey Henderson, all get some shine there. This team's got prolific options on the offense, as you know, with any Lincoln Riley offense. Gabe, they have had two different kickers, Steven Johnson and Gabe Burkick. 39 of 39 on extra points, 14 of 18 on field goals, though. I think Johnson's been the guy they've been rolling with lately, right? Long of 51, though, by Burkick. So perhaps that is, I don't know who they're going to go with, but that's solid. Solid. 4 missed field goals is a little scary, but most of those were in the 40s and 50 range. Defensively, like I said, better than people are realizing. I think people are giving them that defense credit. And I look at that defensive line, Isaiah Thomas, 18 stops, 4.5 sacks, a pass deflection. That's pretty darn good. He's joined with Perrion Winfrey, who's got 10 tackles, 0.5 sack, LaRon Stokes getting in there. This defense is, how about this? Marcus Stripling has got 6 tackles, 2.5 sacks. They're getting after Jordan Kelly's got 0.5 sack. This defense is playing a lot better than people were giving it credit for. In the linebacking core, once again, I see some players here. The one you want to circle, though, is Brian Asamoah. He's got 40 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 2 pass deflections, and a forced fumble. He's a stud, joined by Deshaun White, 21 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and a pass deflection. Also, Nick Bonito, 19 stops, 5.5 sacks. How about somebody block that guy? He's also got a pass deflection as well. John Michael Terry, 18 stops and a sack. I mean, this linebacking core has been looking good. Even Meade, Ellison, and Ugwunubu all getting in there too. In the secondary, Laren Turner Yell, 31 stops, 0.5 sack, 1 pass deflection, 1 interception. He's joined by Pat Fields at the safety spot. Also, Woody Washington at corner, Brendan Radley Hiles, and Trey Brown getting in. Even Trey Norwood, you'll see in there some. 2 interceptions on the season. Yeah, this team's really, really impressed. The Sooners have definitely, as the season's gone on, looked really, really sharp the past few weeks. For Oklahoma State, it's been kind of a different story. They've been up and down. I know they had the injury to Spencer Sanders and we're starting Ellensworth at quarterback, but Sanders should be a go for this game. 63 of 93, 766 yards, 68% completion percentage, 8 yards a completion, 5 touchdowns only though in the air and 3 interceptions. That's really the thing I want to circle here. Got to take better care of the ball. Spencer Sanders, we know he's a phenomenal talent, but he's just got to take better care of the ball. Chuba Hubbard at the running back spot, who's questionable currently, but I think he'll play. Another one of the great running backs to play in this game. 125 rushes, 581 yards, 5 yards a or 4.6 yards a rush, 5 scores. He's been banged up some, so they've been going with some of the other backs. LD Brown, 60 for 372, 1 score, and also Desmond Jackson, 15 for 109. Even Dominic Richardson getting in there some with some carries. But one thing you should watch is Sanders' ability to run on the ground, 48 for 100 yards and a score. I know those stats aren't overwhelming, but when you consider he missed a lot of action, those numbers would be a lot better. Wideout wise, they have some elite wideouts Tylan Wallace, one of the best wideouts in the country, 35 rushes, 588 yards receiving, four scores as well. Dylan Stoner, possession guy, 22 for 197. Hasn't gotten the end zone yet, but you mix him with Braden Johnson, 11 for 154 and a score. Landon Wolf, 13 for 99 and a score. And I like this tight end, Jelani Woods, 6 for 71 and a score. He'll be mixed with Logan Carter at the tight end spot. This offense can fire away. And at the kicker, Alex Hale, 18 of 18 on extra points, 13 of 14 on field goals. I actually was at the game. I think he missed the chip shot. So they're solid there at the kicking spot. Defensively, this is an Oklahoma State team that is top 25 defense. I believe they're what, number 12 or 13, I think, currently. This team is really, and I've been really impressed by this defense. So something's got to give in this game. You break down the defense on the defensive line, Brock Martin, 13 stops, a sack and a half. Him, defensive tackle Sione Asahi, 7 stops and a sack. Tyler Lacey, 16 tackles, 3 sacks. Maybe that's the one you circle on the D line. Israel Antoine, 13 stops, half a sack on the, at the nose guard spot. They got players, even Brendan Evans getting in there some. In the linebacking core, though, this is they got a few players here. Circle the name Calvin Bundage, 12 tackles, 3.5 sacks. Mix him with Eamon Ogbonimbug. I'm probably butchering the fuck out of that guy's name. 43 stops, leads the team in tackles, 2.5 sacks as well. Ogbonimbug. I don't know how to pronounce that name, guys. I've seen him play. He's good. Also, Malcolm Rodriguez, 38 stops, 2 sacks. The linebacking core has been really good. Devin Harper, 21 stops, 2 sacks, getting after it. All of them in the linebacking core, really playing good. The secondary, also very good. Trey Sterling at the safety spot, 39 stops, 2 pass deflections and a pick. He's joined by Tanner McAllister, 22 stops, 3 pass deflections. Also at the corner spot, Thomas Harper, 19 stops. He's good. And the other corner spot is Jerick Bernard Converse. Also, Rondarius Williams will get in there as well. This defense is really good, guys. My thing is this. Here's my outlook on this game. Vegas saying the line is 7. This line opened up at, I think, what was it? I think it opened up at like 9, maybe, was it? So it's gone down to 7. I think both, this is must watch TV. This is absolutely must watch TV. I'm going to ride the Sooners here. I think they look a little sharper in the fact that they've owned this rivalry. I will say with the 7 points, you think maybe you take OK State, but OK State tends to turn the ball over more, I think. But, you know, Rattler early on this season was turning the ball over some. So maybe this Cowboy defense can make me eat my words. Perhaps I hedge here, though. Go with the Sooners -7. That's my play. Patty C is on the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. My co-host Patty C and NC Nick, another one of my co-hosts. He is going to lock up Oklahoma -7 as one of his strongest plays of the weekend. Yes. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been over 500 every single season, picking every game in college football and college basketball. And we also give away our locks, which are way over 500 for college football and college basketball. We release all of this on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Also posted to our Twitter accounts. So if you can, make sure you subscribe. We're available on all platforms. And if you're a college basketball fan, Oklahoma State, you know, bringing in the top recruit in the nation and then Lon Kruger at OU. We got a Big 12 preview out and we cover college basketball and college football as good as any, I believe, better than most, better than any, I don't know. But we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All I would like to ask for is some kindness from you to get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, because that's essentially how we get paid. Sponsors look at the engagement from fans commenting on the podcast. And a lot of times that's how they deem to go in business with us, you know? So normally they'll look and say, hey, seems like people are engaging. I guess they like these idiots, right? And then they give us money and then we give you more episodes, more breakdowns, more picks. All right. So please, if you can, and of the kindness in your heart, do that thing for us. And if you do, take a screenshot on your cell phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll put you in a raffle to win a College Experience t-shirt. And look, it's a raffle. But this is a rigged raffle. This is a I'm going to get you a college experience t-shirt. It just might not be this week. It'll be over the next couple of weeks. I'll get you a college experience t-shirt. So make sure you do that. All right, guys, this is the Bedlam preview. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.